Youth Sports Now presents Your Peak Performance, topics that support the well-being of your young athlete, presented by Peak Performance Physical Therapy in East Rochester.
We are back on Youth Sports Now, and with us we have our physical therapy and sports training expert, Mike Naparella from Peak Performance Physical Therapy. And, of course, we have Todd Alford with us, who is Todd is the president of Elite Performance Baseball and Softball Training Center. And it's great that I've finally been able to get you two together, because the concept here of having you guys work together is just mind-boggling to me. Let me start out with a question that I think a lot of people ask. And Mike, I'm going to start with you. You know, Todd is coaching players. He's coaching the hitters and the pitchers. And let's focus maybe on the pitcher. And that pitcher has that shoulder pain or the elbow pain that we have talked about in many shows. And Todd says, you know, look, we do have some biomechanical issues here, but I need you to go to see a physical therapist. What do you, as part of the team, what do you and Todd talk about to work with that particular athlete?
Well, as long as we have a kid come in who's, you know, if this athlete's got problems with their throwing and they're seeing a professional like Todd, then we really encourage them to sign off on the paperwork that allows us. We have to have HIPAA guidelines or mandate that we have an approval from them, obviously, and if they're a youth athlete, their parent has to agree to that, and they almost always do. Of course, they want the team working together, like you said, and that's the point of the team. So once we get that approved, that we can speak to them, then we want to get on the horn with them, and we'll talk about the things that we're seeing and try to be on the same page. You know, there's things that Todd knows as a baseball throwing mechanics expert that he's expert at that I'm not. And there's some things coming from the biomechanics background and the muscle function background that I can evaluate and assess that he's not as familiar with. And that it's going to make a great team for those two people to be together. Because oftentimes what we find is that, and I had this happen the other day with a girl who was having someone, her high school coach, was changing her softball batting technique because she was having difficulty doing it the quote-unquote the normal way or the standard way. So they had her pre-loading on that back foot and just staying there because she couldn't take a loading phase as the ball was pitched, moving back to the right foot and then swinging. So she would just stay on the back foot. Well, what I discovered with her was actually the coach was having trouble with the technique on that because she physically lacked hip rotation and trunk rotation in the direction that she needed. So you could technique her all day long. If you don't find those physical limitations and barriers, then the athlete's not going to do well. Now, the problem is I can go fix those with exercise, but that's a skill, and that's where the skill training of a coach like Todd comes in, where I think we can mesh together and make a perfect blend because we can deal with the physical aspects and he can deal with the skill training aspects.
Todd, let me turn that around a little bit because this is something that I experienced in learning things from Mike. You know, I was embarrassed that after 23 years as a baseball coach, that there were times I would look at a player and I would say, they just don't get it. They can't stretch the right way. They can't make the move the right way. And I was embarrassed when Mike told me that, you know, guess what? There are times when it's not the player's, you know, ability or talent level. It's just that they can't stretch that way, or there's a biomechanical issue. You, as a baseball coach and as a baseball scout, when you watch stuff like that, it seems to me that Mike is the perfect teammate for you because he can do that.
Absolutely. Speaking of being embarrassed, all the video analysis I do, one of my most embarrassing moments is when I video myself. And I look at now a 45-year-old former player 25 years ago at the dismal pitching mechanics that I've developed over 25 years of just throwing batting practice. My core stability, my functional strength has diminished to a point that my pitching mechanics are horrendous. And to see that play out on film, you know, so I understand the embarrassment, but taking that to a kid, you obviously can see where functional strength plays a huge role in limiting what an athlete can do. By partnering with Mike and saying, okay, we've identified these particular movements in whether it's hitting or pitching, but this is where this athlete's having trouble. These are the functional strength components. These are the physical limitations that we can improve on to ensure that the mechanics are getting where they need to be so that they can not only experience the success, but the enjoyment of the game.
I'm gonna give you guys a scenario, and I'm gonna ask that you both comment on it, and I'm gonna ask a very pointed question, with the understanding that there are no guarantees, there's no absolute 100%. But let me present the scenario. We have a softball player, and she is a pitcher, and she has come to, let's say she comes into Todd first, and Todd is working with her on the technique, and the technique just is not working. And suddenly, Mike, you get the call from Todd saying, I'm going to send over a high school athlete. She's a good pitcher. She's a good athlete. She's in great shape, but the technique is not working with her, and I'm wondering if there's something biomechanically wrong, and can you help me? My question to both of you is, with the combination of working on technique and then working on the actual biomechanical issues and maybe seeing if there's limitations, like Mike, you've mentioned before with volleyball players and other athletes you've worked with, can combined the two of you make sure that now the technique is proper and you're biomechanically protecting her the right way, and now she can perform at a higher level? I'll let either one of you guys jump in.
If you're asking, can we build Superman or Superwoman? I would say I don't know that I would go that far. I think what we can do is take an individual's natural ability and help them perform at the highest level safely. I think that's absolutely doable. Can we take, your average Penfield Little League pitcher and guarantee that he's going to be the next Steven Strasburg? Probably not.
Mike?
Yeah, I think I agree with Todd 100%. You know, I mean, whatever, all of these kids that are out there playing sports, they're playing with whatever they brought to the table. Whatever technique they grew up with and saw someone do, or their mom or dad taught them, or their best friend was doing, so they mimicked it. And whatever range of motion, flexibility, strength, et cetera, successes and limitations that they have are what they bring to the table. And then they're all still out there playing. Some have limitations in flexibility. Some have poor technique. But they're all still throwing the ball, and they're all still hitting the ball. I think what you're talking about is saying, you know, can we marry the concepts of taking sports performance technique training and then taking sports performance physical training and blend and mesh those together, and then we take vision training, for example. You know, all those different aspects of being a good athlete, the more an athlete can go find out what it is am I bringing to the table. You know, where are my successes, where are my failures? Then you can have the professionals help them with that. And for some people, they have the time and money and desire and long-term goals to go ahead and address all those things. Some will address only one or the other, but if there's a number of areas that need to be dealt with, if a kid comes into me for training and I do an awesome job helping their body get better, their technique and their baseball performance is only going to be affected to some degree because I'm still not skill training them. That's Todd's area, right? And the same difference is if someone comes in for training with a professional like Todd, they can work on their hitting and they can work on their throwing technique. However, if they've got some physical barriers and limitations that they brought to the table that aren't being addressed with that skill program, only doing the right kind of physical training is going to get that. So you're right. The only way to get as good as you can possibly get is to address all those areas of need, be it physical things or skill things. But no matter what you do, you know, some genetics comes into play, heart and desire and motivation come into play, good fortune comes into play. And so, yeah, we certainly can't say that we can build the superhuman next Steven Strasburg and people like that, but kids who aspire to being the best they can be, those are the sort of things they've got to try and work on.
And if I could add quickly to that, understand that none of that is a one-time magic bullet. That takes hours and hours and hours of practice and implementation and working out. And it's, you know, it's a process.
Let me bring up one last question for you two guys and help our listeners out with something. I'm going to give you the scenario again. And this one is, you know, Mike, I'm going to start with you. You've got a player who, and I'm going to stick because we've been mostly discussing baseball today. I'm going to stick with baseball. You have a catcher, and this catcher has done some either injury or pain to his knee, and he has been sent to you for rehab. So you're rehabbing this young athlete's knee. How important is it then for when he goes back to skill training that now the communication goes the other way and you're talking to Todd as the coach and saying to him, okay, look, we've brought him back from the injury. We've brought him back through proper rehab. And now does any of the skill training need to be adjusted because of the rehab? So Mike, I'll let you answer that and then Todd can jump in.
I like that question a lot because really it comes down to us all sitting back and thinking about why this happened, which is the point of why we do things the way we do at Peak Performance. It's not like we just take a diagnosis and say, here's what you do to this knee injury. What did the doctor tell you is wrong with the knee? It's a tendonitis, so this is what we do to a tendonitis. It's a bursitis, so this is what we do to a bursitis. We really want to step back as professionals and say, why did this happen? So I think in terms of your question, what I would be thinking as a physical therapist on the rehab side would be, you know, when this kid came in and we talked about him being a catcher and having knee pain, did that knee pain seem to be coming just purely from overuse? As they demonstrate what they're doing, there's no major flaws in their technique. They're not doing something that's abnormal. It may very well, and oftentimes we find, is due to, let's say, a limitation at their hip or a limitation at their ankle that made their knee take that hit. But if there's things that have to do with certain drills or certain habits or movements that they're doing from their skill training, you know, we may need to talk to that person. But I think more often than not, a lot of those things come down to these kids need to make sure that they're varying their stresses, no different than a thrower or a swimmer. If you're getting that repetitive motion and coming out of a deep squat a million times, if you've got physically a good body and you don't have limitations, just the pure volume of that can be a source of trouble. So I don't think it always necessarily requires that coach to do something different, but the communication is important because they may be recognizing the same thing and the same flaws, and they're already trying to adjust the drills.
No, I would agree, and I think overuse is probably the biggest thing we look for in training. We try to, especially with our team practices, you know, ask who's thrown this week, how much have you thrown, before we send a pitcher out to throw, before we ask a catcher to sit back and catch, you know, you just caught three games and you're not going to come in here and catch again. So we try to be very mindful of the overuse. And I would agree that, you know, if it's a mechanical flaw and we're not recognizing that, that can be a whole nother issue. We as coaches have to depend on either the parent or the player themselves. We ask the questions and we expect honest answers, you know, how much have you done? And I'll never criticize a kid for saying, I've already done this, I don't need to do it now. You know, overuse injuries need to be top of mind when we're dealing with youth athletes.
If I can chime in there, Greg, real quick, I think, you know, what Todd just said is hugely important for listeners to understand, parents and kids and coaches alike. Is he said honesty. You know, he expects honesty. And I think one of the challenges that we all have, number one is the question has to be asked. And Todd's doing a great job, and we try and do a great job of asking the question. The next step has to be, though, that the parents and the coaches and the kids have to be willing to be honest with those answers, because we all know, and this happened on the show months ago when you had the high school athletes on, a number of them, you know, we know this goes on, but a number of them admitted that they would hold back from being honest about an injury because they really wanted to play. And I think, you know, there is something to that valiant kind of take one for the team, and we all play through some bumps and bruises, but there's a point at which that becomes, that's the genesis of your injury. That's your missing your season. That's someone's about to put a knife to you to have to fix your problem because of poor decisions in the past. And our job is certainly not to make people feel guilty over those things. We want to try to prevent them. You know, I'd much rather have a hard talk with an athlete about having to make tough decisions like that before they've, you know, had to go see the orthopedic doctor who says, you know what, our solution is we're going to have to do surgery on this and you're going to be out 6 months. That's a much harder thing to swallow than I think I need to take off 2 weeks. So I think those discussions are really critical. And as Todd said, honesty is the whole answer, because you can ask the question, but if you don't get honest answers, then you can't make decisions based on the truth.
Well, you know, honesty and communication, absolutely two of the most crucial elements of youth sports and working with our athletes and parents and sports administrators and coaches. And we've been talking to two of the best, with Mike Naparella from Peak Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Training, and also Todd Alford from Elite Performance Baseball and Softball Training Center. You know, I think any athlete in general would be foolish not to come and see you, Mike. And certainly Todd, you know, for skills training and, you know, with the baseball and softball, I think that there's nobody better. And when you put the two of you guys together, I think our community is extremely lucky to be in this type of environment. So I'd like to thank both of you, and we'll be back with more Youth Sports Now in a moment.